It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three blasts went off at an apartment building in the southern French city of Toulouse, where police have cornered a man believed to have killed seven people, among them three Jewish schoolchildren. Officials said the blasts were meant only to intimidate the gunman and that they have not begun a raid to pull him out of the building. The gunman claims Al-Qaeda connections and told officials that he killed his victims in part to avenge slain Palestinian children. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris, and she joins us with more. Eleanor, first, what's the latest in Toulouse?
Well, the latest is, if you're watching TV here, they're showing the neighborhood where this young man, Mohamed Merah, is held up, and the police have cut all the lights out, so it's completely dark. And they say there's been some blasts to stress him. It's a psychological war, they're saying, going on. They say the raid to get him hasn't started yet. He's promised he'd turn himself in, and it's been almost 24 hours that they've been talking with him. This all started at 3 in the morning yesterday. So they're trying to stress him a little. Apparently they've blown the shutters off of his apartment, and they're just trying to stress him. They know that they cut the water off. There's no water. They don't know how much food he has. He's obviously going to be tired soon, maybe fall asleep, and it's just putting pressure on him.
Hmm. Tell us, Eleanor, again, about the murders and also about how the authorities traced the suspect to this particular building.
Yeah, the murders were absolutely in cold blood. I mean, a young guy who drives up on a motorcycle dressed in black with a helmet on, shoots his victims at point-blank range. You know, he grabbed one little girl at the school on Monday by the hair and just shot her in the temple. So really blood-curdlingly cold murders. And the way they caught him is Monday I was in Toulouse, and they realized that the scooter and the gun were the same that had been used on three paratroopers who were of North African origin killed the week before. And immediately Sarkozy announced, like, the whole south of France is on red code alert, and there was a manhunt on. And the way they found him, really, is because through his computer, he had answered an ad to buy a motorcycle from the first paratrooper that he actually killed. There were some 500 people who answered the ad, but they traced that to his brother's computer, and his name came up because he had been on a watch list for someone who had been to Afghanistan, been in a training camp there, and he was being watched by police for any signs of radicalization.
And Eleanor, is it the case that as for his claim of Al-Qaeda connections and his supposed motive in these killings, that this is what Mohamed Merah has told police in the communications of the past 24 hours?
Yes, exactly. He's told them a lot of things. I mean, people doubt that he's involved in any kind of organized organization. They say he's sort of a lone wolf. People, on French TV, they've been trying to reconstruct his psychological profile for all day today, because who is this guy who just comes out of the blue? And apparently he was someone who just, he had a petty crime background, purse snatching, things like that. And then he radicalized when he went to Afghanistan. But the police, his brother, too, is involved. He is also on a watch list. But other than that, it hasn't gone any farther. People don't know where this came from. Videos of him have just come out. Now there's one on French TV tonight. It just shows a young guy racing his car around in a deserted lot in the dust. You know, it just looks like a young kid having fun. So it's really shocking everyone.
He is a French citizen of Algerian extraction, and some of his victims were a rabbi and students at a Jewish school. It seems, though, that the Jewish and Muslim communities in France have joined together on this.
That's right, they have. When he's been speaking to police, and he told police he's angry about the children in Palestine, he's angry about France being in Afghanistan, he's obviously angry at Jews, he's angry at fellow Muslims who would wear the French uniform. But there's President Nicolas Sarkozy and all the politicians are paying careful attention that this doesn't divide people. And today, Sarkozy invited the heads of the Jewish and Muslim communities in France to the Élysée Palace, and they came out. They were holding arms. I mean, they were arm in arm, and they said, "We're just stunned by this. This has nothing to do with the religion." And the head rabbi of Paris said, "Maybe somebody's trying to separate us, but we are together. This is fraternity. We are going to stand together against this."
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you, Robert.